I'm Jeff.
Hey, this is Rem.
And this is Future Majority, a podcast where we talk to leaders and other personalities from underrepresented groups about their careers and how they got there.
This project is supported by Smith School of Business, Queen's University's EDII Blue Sky Initiative. And it was initiated with the goal of introducing our community to these leaders and personalities as positive role models. We will be looking at many topics centered around EDII and talking to these personalities and the experiences that they've been through.
Overall, I think it's just a chance to recognize that everyone has a little different career path. So with our speakers, you can laugh with them, commiserate with them, take some advice, take some encouragement. At least that's what we hope. Our first guest this year is Elena Watko, who you may know from CTV's Jan and a former Queen's grad as well. She's going to talk to us about her career through the film and TV industry. If you enjoy it, please click subscribe and follow us on your favorite podcast app. So, Elena, do you have any last advice for maybe Queen's grads, future Queen's grads?
For Queen's students right now studying at, what are they called? Gaelic, whatever. It's tricky because I feel for the people that are going through this in a pandemic, like not being able to do all the stuff that I did. I mean, I was so involved in like Queen's Players and it was just so, I think it was so easy to get involved at Queen's, and that's why I picked that as a university, is because it didn't matter what department you were in, that you were, you could do a drama major. And I did a drama major with people from all different types of departments. So now that I say that, actually, make friends with people, like not just in your department, like work. This is a podcast about diversity. And that's, I guess it stretches to my advice that, you know, if you have your, you know, we were talking about core groups of friends. What was great about my experience is that I lived with someone in business, in history, in engineering, and it was all different departments, and we all had our own like friends within our departments we would hang out with, but we were family. And I think it is very telling that today the people that I keep in touch with, that I'm the closest with, are my housemates. I think it's when you talk about diversity, we're not just talking about skin tone. I think it's diversity of different experiences and backgrounds and everything, orientations, how people identify, just as many diverse friends and people in different experiences that you can have in your friend circle, and encourage you to connect in that way. I think you'll take that into the great beyond for the better.
That's a good point. We had an interview with another, like a high leadership person, and she told us that diversity isn't just what things look like, it's what they sound like. So if you're getting the same feedback from everybody, then maybe you got to change it up.
I love that.
Yeah.
Love that. Like, it's not what you look like, it's what you sound like.
Well, it's both, right? Like you also want to see.
Yeah, not just. Yeah.
But yeah, if everyone's just saying the same thing, then it's not really, you're not getting any good sort of diversity of opinion, any good feedback, any good extra insight, right? Mm-hmm. It's just
diversity of thought.
Absolutely. And being open to that. I think there are some people like, well, instead of saying like, I like using I statements, that it's nice to have a group of friends that parrot each other and tell you how great you are and how great your ideas are. It's a very safe place. But to succeed, it is about diversity of thought and having different kinds of opinions and challenge. So, and to challenge your own constantly. I 100% agree. I love that.